from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
It's a WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickie's in South Philly. Chickie's in South Philly, the perfect place for a pregame, in-game, or a postgame snack during this week's homestand with the Fightins. We will get to the High Hopes Jackie baseball report after we talk to Aaron and Mount Airy. Do you think they should retire Hamels number?
You know what, right quick? I need that OG Wade clock right quick. I got to get to a couple of things. I need the OG Wade clock.
Give me no, we're trying to ban the OG Wade clock.
Yeah, just so you're aware, now, Aaron, you know I love you, and we'll get to everything that you want. But I did have a conversation with Jack today about, I love OG. The calls, they're a little long. Well, a little long for my taste.
Because you know OG Wade, he goes around. He keeps going around the circle.
You know what it is? A call, Aaron, you ever see European Vacation where the Griswolds are driving around that circle and he keeps going, hey, kids, Big Ben, Parliament. That is every call with OG Wade.
So. Yeah, we all love OG Wade. But listen, like, and I was just trying to do the math in my head about how many championships. If we exclude the Syracuse Nationals, because it's not Philly, and we're not talking about the NFL championships, we don't care about the Super Bowls, one, two, and what other team am I missing? Two for the Flyers. So what we got? Seven championships in the city?
Seven.
Yeah, we don't win enough. So, like, I generally would say.
But why are we retiring Chooch's number? Like, there's a lot of important members of that team.
No, I'm not retiring Chooch's number because he wasn't a great player.
Why? He caught the most no-hitters in franchise history. He's a part of the World Series team. He had the World Series Game 3 walk-off.
You don't want to hear this yet because the Phillies have a history of losing and sucking. Like, you don't want to hear it, but it's the truth. We have a history of losing and sucking. We were the first team in the history of the world to have 10,000 losses back in, like, 2000.
Well, that's only because they have played so many games. The Eagles would have been on there way before the Phillies. All the time, too.
But no, that's
has been a great run here.
Yeah, we don't have a great history of winning. And that's why my dad is so angry all the time. We don't have a history of winning.
Dad is angry all the time. That's why we love him.
Back when I was a kid, he's always hating on Dr. J. I'm like, bro, what did he do to you? But listen. So if you won a championship in the city, you have to get your jersey retired, or you are a very good player to great player in that jersey for whatever, 5 to 7, 10 years, like McNabb was, a very good player. But the hitcher won, you got retired jersey. You retired Brian Dawkins for jersey, the two best players from that time, not the most talented, because Jeremiah Trotter, he probably was just as good as his position as Don McNabb, but Don McNabb was the quarterback. Yep. You got retired jersey. Or if you won a championship and you were a very good player, so retire Cole Hamels jersey. Retire Chase Elliott jersey. Retire Ryan Howard jersey. Retire Jimmy Rollins jersey. But here's the thing, though. Eventually, we're going to run out of jersey numbers.
Just like, so we'll just start using letters.
That's what I was going to say. You know, eventually, Philly said, hold up. We still got that part of the city we got to do, so they start using alphabet letters. So, but we got to retire the great players in these jerseys. Numbers, we got to. And like I said, why did we retire Roy Halladay's number? What do you want here? Because we wanted to be attached to a great player. That's how bad we are as franchise. I'm starting to sound like my dad right now. That's how bad we are as franchise, that we wanted to attach ourselves to a player who's known for being a Toronto Blue Jay.
Well, he didn't do anything with the. I mean, he was obviously established.
Well, he Hall of Fame.
But he had a perfect game. He had a no-hitter here. Jack, and he won a Cy Young here. And he had a 2.3 ERA. He won a Cy Young. But he's a Cy Young. He's remembered more, I think, around baseball.
He was a Hall of Famer before he came here.
He's remembered, I think, for the Phillies moments.
Well, but no,
No, he's not.
Yes, he is.
If you ask anybody outside of Philadelphia, who you know Rick Holiday for, they would say Toronto Blue Jays.
Yeah, I disagree.
Well, but just to be clear, they retired it. I hate to bring this up.
Yes.
Roy Holiday passing away way early in life obviously has something to do with it. So I don't. Yeah. The Holiday one is a hard one to parse
it
in
is.
This because of that, yep. You know. So
and let me get to this.
Yeah.
Like I he doesn't cut people off when he lets them cook. He's a nice guy, but Mike, you don't do that. How y'all let Corey get away with saying he would take Brett Favre over McNabb?
Dude, I know.
He did. Yeah, he slid that in there.
It was late in the show.
Spike, I was waiting for you to say, don't do it. I was waiting for you to cut him off when he said that nonsense. Like, come on, so, Brett Favre was the best quarterback of the night.
If I remember correctly, that was toward the end of the call, and I just didn't want to fight about Jalen Hurts anymore, and I didn't want to fight about Don anymore, and I just wanted it to be over.
He wore us down.
Yeah, he wore me down.
And speaking of Jalen Hurts, sports shows don't ever start their show off talking about the Eagles. First thing first, start off with two straight Eagles topics. If Jalen Hurts do not come out, based off of what Daddy Eskin said, so that's what they started the whole show about. So if Jalen Hurts don't come out next season and put up MVP numbers, we got to get rid of him. Because he's been getting disrespected all season. And I'm not a huge fan of his. But he's been getting disrespected. Like, your name is getting right through the mud all day long on national shows. If you don't come out and put up MVP numbers, you're not that guy, bro. You're not that guy. If you can't muster this up and go out there and finally throw for 30 touchdowns. Listen, I need 40 touchdowns passes. With that receiving
core
making.
Well, that's not possible.
It's not possible. But, all right, 35. What's his name? Purdy 2, 31. I need at least 35 touchdown passes. I don't care about rushing touchdowns. You're a quarterback, my guy. And you got Saquon Barkley. I need at least 35 touchdown passes and no more than 10 interceptions.
I do think – so Lamar Jackson won MVP last year. I think he threw 31 touchdown passes.
I don't even think he threw 31.
Was it 24 last year?
Okay,
it's 24.
Yeah.
Now, the difference between Lamar's rushing touchdowns and Jalen's is that Jalen's are fake.
And oh, come on, man.
Well, the tush push one shouldn't count
asterisk.
The same way.
Asterisk.
Yeah, so. So, Aaron, go ahead.
And everyone thinks Jalen lost a step. I don't know if he lost a step. He was just faster than people in college. And when you get to that, so you're not faster than nobody no more. He's never been fast. Like, where people get that he was ever a fast quarterback? No, he was a little deceptive because he's a little chunky. But he's never been fast.
Russell Wilson.
Well, no, I think Russell Wilson was faster. I honestly think it's more similar.
Russell Wilson was more of a scrambler than a runner.
Well, but no, he ran well early in his career.
Yeah.
I think the thing that I, you know, obviously Donovan slowed down eventually and became, I think the guy that is most similar to me, and he had a big knee injury, so you'd understand it, but Wentz was the sort of fast where he was a step faster than defensive linemen. Maybe he wasn't faster than a linebacker, but he was a step faster. The problem with being that speed is when you're exactly that speed, it's super helpful. But when you lose that one step, it changes everything. So I don't. Jalen wasn't super fast, but he was fast enough, and he was also strong. But if he is a step slower to that point, it becomes almost no advantage whatsoever, you know?
Yeah.
Like, so Aaron, you didn't have an embarrassing story, right? You've never embarrassed yourself.
I kept thinking about it because, like, and that's the fatal flaw of mine, that I can't get embarrassed because I don't care what people think or say about me. And that's my problem. And I've realized that's my problem.
So
I can't get embarrassed.
Well, that's good. Not having shame is a good thing.
Right.
Good and bad.
No, it's not always a good thing. It's always a good thing. I embarrass people with my behavior sometimes.
Right. All right, brother. Thank you for the call. Have a good weekend.
You too.
Yep.
All right. We'll take your calls on Hamels and on Hurts and Sirianni, 215-592-9494. Before we get to the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report, I do have an extra embarrassing story because Aaron wouldn't give one.
Right.
Okay.
So, it is spring training. I'm down there with my wife. It was before we were married. I think we've been dating 2-3 years. And we decided to go to an away game. We went to Lenny's for breakfast that morning. I actually got her in there and paid for the breakfast.
There you go.
Unlike some people here. But we got tickets to go to an away game. I think it was...
it was an away game.
Well, it was Tigers. I think it was... Is that where... Is Bradenton?
No, I meant how you got in Lenny's.
Oh. How I got... Oh, yes.
It was an away game.
It was an away game. Yes, for sure. So I think there was an away game. I think it was the Tigers in Bradenton. Mm-hmm. So we are sitting in the outfield, and I have to go to the bathroom. And it's not a number one. It's a number two.
What?
Right.
So I go to the bathroom. I go into the stall at the stadium, and I'm sitting in there, and it's an empty bathroom. I'm sitting in there in the stall, and all of a sudden, I hear two voices. I have to be clear that they are female voices.
Nice.
And I look through the cracks, and I see no urinals. And I realized I was in the stall in the women's bathroom.
Oh, come on, bro.
Dude.
Are you serious?
Yes. So the problem at this point, yes.
What?
So the problem at this point is, how do you get out of there?
Nah. Will you wait?
Nah.
Will you wait?
You got to sit in there for an hour if you got to be in there for an hour.
Well, you can wait,
well,
Jack.
The worst is then they look in the crack and try to get in, and there you are.
Yes. And
I see a hairy leg at the bottom of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The crack of the door.
Yeah.
So I waited for those two women to leave,
right.
But also I have to be concerned that as I make my escape,
nobody's
that women could walk in.
Yeah.
Well, you could have texted Val.
And said what? Come in here with a giant trench coat and get on my shoulders?
No, but you could create like, oops, you know, like maybe you guys were, you know, having fun in the bathroom.
Oh, yeah, that's definitely.
That's pretty good.
Wait a minute. How does that help?
Well, because there's at least something.
Oh, that
reason why you're
creeper.
In there.
Right.
Yeah. She could have helped you at least be escorted out of there.
I got out. So I wait for the two women to leave. I wait an extra couple of minutes. There's no voices. I just put my head down and make a beeline for the door.
Now, I don't even want to know how you didn't realize there were no urinals in there.
Isn't the woman's bathroom always to the left?
Well, I don't know about that. But let me just tell you this.
Yeah.
Because
nowadays you never know.
And I can see when that's true.
There are some, you know, there's
let's move on.
I'm just saying.
Yes, no, I hear
okay.
you.
All right.
I'm with you. I understand.
On the urinal thing.
And when you're in the airport, sometimes you don't, or a hotel, they have just
you may miss
the what is it, the signage in front,
yes,
where it's man and woman, and you may turn into the wrong one.
I've done that,
but then I immediately come right back out.
So to that point.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone.
Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
The coincidence here was 2 weeks before, my brother texted me from inside the women's bathroom at an airport. And I, because he had accidentally done it.
The Eskins.
Yeah. What's going on with y'all, man?
Sorry. Sorry. My bad.
And by the way, that was in a movie. I've been sitting here trying to think of which movie that was in.
Oh, it happened in a movie?
American Pie?
No, I don't think it was in American Pie.
I feel like I was a Stifler. I feel like somebody was on, you know, it was American Pie. It was, what's the one of the kids that slept with Stifler's mother?
Didn't they all sleep with Stifler?
No, it's one of them there.
Oh, is it Josh Hartnett?
I can't think of his name.
Okay.
But he's the one who got caught in the women's
bathroom
because he had to use, I think somebody had put some laxative or something in his food or drink. So he runs into the bathroom without seeing men or women just to get on the.
Yeah.
and he winds up in there. So that's what it made me think of. Well, how can I think of that kid's name? He was the smart one of the group.
Yeah, he was. You're right.
Yeah. Laxatives, I love American Pie, one and two.
Laxatives were hot in the 90s.
Oh, yeah, for jokes in the movies.
Dumb and Dumber.
Listen, me and my brothers
gave each other laxatives all the time.
No.
Okay.
Found the laxatives in my mother's bathroom. This is when we were, must have been like 7, 8, 9 years old, something like that. So this is when the laxatives came in chocolate form.
Oh, no.
You know, our little greedy butts, we thought it was like chocolate. Like I don't know, Hershey or what have you.
Oh, no.
Ooh-wee. Ate the whole pack.
Wow.
Split them up, too, with each other. Yeah, we all sitting there. Thought we were doing something.
Different kind of 10-incher.
Oh, man.
I don't know.
That's not even an incher. That's not solid.
That is liquid.
We had no idea what the problem was.
Yeah. You can't figure it out.
My mother figured it out.
Yeah.
My mother figured it out.
I think it's just destroying all the bathrooms.
By the way, hold on. That's the best part. You know it's only one bathroom in the house.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Were you guys sitting at the same time?
Taking turns?
Yeah. Somebody sit on the sink?
In the bath. Dude, you got to go bathtub, right?
Yeah. Make sure you're saying sit on the sink.
Yeah.
No, not bleep on the sink.
Oh, yeah. Sit. S-I-T.
There was bleep on the sink.
That's not what I was saying.
It's not what you're saying.
Just to be clear, right. Buzz, I would not.
It was everywhere, by the way.
Oh my God.
She comes home. It's on the walls.
Oh, goodness.
Whatever happened, like, Reese?
Oh, my goodness, man. You reminded me of that. I totally forgot about that, man.
That's an awesome story.
The High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report is next after another Jackie Baseball thing right now.
Right. So if you're trying to get down to the ballpark, you want to go see Cole Hamels maybe get his number retired tonight. I don't know. I guess we'll see. But regardless, Cole Hamels' retirement night at the ballpark, you got to get to the Game Time app, an authorized ticket marketplace of Major League Baseball. Game Time takes the guesswork out of buying MLB tickets. All-in pricing shows your total cost up front, so there's no surprise fees. Plus, you can check out panoramic views from your seat before you buy, so you know exactly what you're paying for. Plus, with the Game Time guarantee, you'll always get the best price. Game Time has the most flexible customer service policy in the industry. So whether you're catching a ball game or going to a concert, no matter what happens in your life, Game Time has you covered. Take the guesswork out of buying tickets this summer with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use code FRITZ for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Again, create an account and redeem code FRITZ for $20 off. Download the Game Time app today. Last minute tickets, lowest price, guaranteed.
So what do you think? You think we do
Finch is his name.
Finch. Oh, that's American what you were showing
pie, yes.
me. Sorry,
yes.
friend. Yep. So do you want to do
the Seltzer?
Do you want to do High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report now or 4?
I think we should do it at 4.
Let's do it at 4. We will delay the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report.
Oh, man.
And keep waiting. That's called professional teases.
Yeah.
You got to want this.
Yeah. David in Wilmington, you're on WIP. What's up, Dave?
Hey, what's up, guys? God, man. The station's been killing me lately, man. And it's all the negativity around the team. And I kind of wish we would get, like, a day of positive stuff. I'm going to speak my mind a little bit.
Okay.
Majority of the Eagles fans during that Jalen Hurts press conference about Nick Sirianni didn't even see it as a negative thing. Majority of us turn on the radio station and it's all negative, and a lot of us are being told it's negative. So now you guys have put this negative thought in everyone's head, and everyone's going back and rewatching. They're like, oh, maybe it is negative.
David, I can't let you do this. I can't let you. I'm sorry. I know you had a thing. If it was us. I'm going to be doing this for years. If it was us, just us, I think you and I can agree that Jeff McClain does not make up stories, right?
Okay.
Right? Well, can we agree on that?
Well, we'll agree on it. I have a bit of opinion on it, but go ahead.
Okay. So we'll agree that he is a well-sourced reporter that does not make things up. So when he goes and says that several key figures within the organization were disappointed in Jalen Hurts' answer, and then Howard Eskin, who we can agree, no matter what we think of him, is certainly well-sourced within the Eagles organization, says that specifically Jalen Hurts was prepped for that question. My question to you is, if it is simply us making things up and putting things in people's brains, do we not believe that key figures within the Eagles organization are smart enough and independent enough to think what they want to think about Jalen as opposed to what we want to think about Jalen. And if we agree that they are, why are they disappointed in Jalen's answer if it's us making it up?
Listen, they're disappointed in his answer, that's fine. My whole point is, when you ask a question like that, hear me
like
out.
What?
You ask a question. You ask that question about, okay, what do you think of Sirianni? After that's literally just asking him, okay, what do you think about the offense, blah, 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 blah. This man is literally only thinking about one thing. I need to learn this offense. I need to learn these new schemes. I need to learn this new playbook. And you're asking me about what Nick Sirianni is doing in the huddle, what he's doing on the sideline. This man's not paying attention to Nick Sirianni. He's paying attention to Kellen Moore.
He's the head coach of the football team. He's the head coach, David. He's the head coach of the football team.
Can I finish with my answer?
Sorry, guys. He has a one-track mind. He has enough of a mind to go do Jordan commercials. He has enough of a mind to go visit schools. He has enough of a mind to do all these other things that he does. But when he gets asked a question about the head coach, he is simply so focused on the offense that he cannot formulate an answer about it. That's it. He's just so friggin' focused on learning the new offense that he can't answer a simple question about the head coach of the football team. That's what we're saying. Jalen is just, he's not smart enough to think about two things at once. Both of those things being the Eagles. One is the offense and the other one is the head coach. I can think of two things. I can somehow go to work, think about the Eagles, think about the Phillies, think about Ike, think about Jack, think about my wife, think about our dogs, think about what's happening on TV that night. But according to you, Jalen Hurts can't think about the offense and Nick Sirianni in the same press conference. Are you serious?
Well, hold on. Well, it seems like you're very angry, so calm down before you give yourself an aneurysm. That's one.
I'm not. You're wrong. You're out of your mind. You're out of your mind.
You bring up Howard. Here's my take on Howard. Howard had a, I think he called into the show the other day, and he had a comment about Jalen Hurts saying 85% or 90% of the offense is all new to him. And Howard's like, well, I've talked to people in an organization. It's only about 20% of the offense is new. Okay, my first question to Howard. Okay, did you talk to the quarterback? No, he didn't talk to the quarterback. And if he did talk to the quarterback, the backup quarterbacks are brand new. It's about 100% new to them.
David, why do you think the Eagles wanted people to know that 20% number? Why do you think that is? Because Howard didn't make it up. So somebody within the organization, whether it is a coach or a player, told them 20. Why do you think they said something so different than what Jalen said? Why do you think that is?
Okay. Clearly to you, Jalen Hurts is the worst person on all of planet Earth.
Not what I said. You can't have a conversation. You can't recognize, like, I can't take this anymore. I understand people not wanting us to be negative. I get it. I understand that you want vibes and you want to think positively about the season. I understand it. But I will not accept people calling up and blaming us for making up things that we did not make up. I can't do it. Like, I just can't do it. It doesn't make any sense.
The Spike Guest can deliver.
If you think about it logically, it's just what you're saying is crazy. It's crazy.
All right, take a deep breath, big dog.
I can't take it,
take
man.
Take a deep breath.
I can't take it. It's been 2 weeks of you guys, you guys, yeah. You guys, you guys. The Eagles don't like it either. So what are we talking? Call Howie. Call don't Jeff worry. Lurie. Don't call me with that anymore. All right. I'm sorry.
You good?
I don't know, man.
I don't know either.
I don't know either. I'm the one who was drinking coffee an hour ago. Did you drink anything?
I just can't.
It is infuriating, yeah.
I just.
Well, won't you show a pulse?
No, I did it for four months.
Yeah.
I did it for 4 months.
I can't take it. I will take.
I forgot that was Jack.
Yeah.
And that was him screaming some days, too.
I know. It's all good.
It's all good.
I'm sorry to you guys specifically.
It's all good. Listen, no, you scared the hell out of everybody.
Everyone's terrified.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, kids. Yeah, kids.
I love everyone.
This is what sports talk radio is, youngins. They like, what the hell's going on?
Here we go.
E-A-G-L-E-F-E-O.
There we go. We're all good now.
Woo! It's a Phillies game today.
Super Bowl year, baby.
Yeah. Coming up next, the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report.
We'll see. We'll see.
Yeah, maybe. We're Chickies. I love everyone.
I need a shower real quick, man.
Sorry.
Hold on, it's me. Don't worry. I'm getting it together. I'm pulling it together.
Okay, sorry.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Quartet pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.